In this bulletin, police and activists in court again over protests planned for Sydney next weekend. Flights grounded as drones are seen around Munich Airport. And in rugby league, fans are treated to a show ahead of the grand final when the Broncos and Storm face off on Sunday. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. New South Wales police say they'll challenge a pro-Palestine protest planned for the 12th of October in the Supreme Court, setting up another showdown with the Palestine Action Group. The police lost a similar challenge in August when the service tried to block an historic protest that saw at least 100,000 people march across the Sydney Harbour Bridge. Assistant Commissioner Peter McKenna says police are not anti-protest, but cited public safety concerns with the planned route from Hyde Park to the Opera House.
I've been in discussions with the applicants from the Palestinian Action Group regarding this proposal. Since those discussions, I've been down and had a look at the area which they wish to go to. I've been in discussions with the trustees of the Opera House. And for a number of public safety concerns, I've instructed the Office of General Counsel to lodge this matter in the Supreme Court, objecting to this particular public assembly at the Opera House.
Amal Nazer is an organiser with the Palestine Action Group. She says the group is not deterred by attempts to stop the protest and rejects police claims about the public safety risks.
And the police are weaponising public safety to crush the right to march. Should the police lodge an application in the Supreme Court, we intend to fight for our right to march with the avenues available to us.
Munich Airport has halted flights after several drone sightings. Nearly 3,000 passengers have been grounded, 17 flights cancelled, and 15 arrivals diverted to other cities. It is the latest incident involving unmanned drones at airports, military bases, and other sites across Europe, with Denmark, Norway, Poland, and Romania also affected. Along with alleged airspace violations by Russian fighter jets in Estonia, this has prompted plans to bolster aerial defence systems in various European countries. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged swift action.
We are all now in a new reality, and everyone, I think, understands this, even those who may not want to admit it yet. The recent drone incidents across Europe are a clear sign that Russia still feels bold enough to escalate this war. And it was never just about Ukraine. Russia has always aimed to break the West and Europe in particular.
Greens Deputy Leader Maureen Faruqi has commended Australians aboard the Global Samud Flotilla at a press conference with affected family members. She says activists attempting to break Israel's naval blockade and deliver food and medicine to Gaza have stepped up, where Australia's government has failed.
The Albanese Labor government should be doing everything in their power to secure immediate release of Abu Bakr Rafiq, Juliet Lamont, Hamish Patterson, Surya McEwen, and Dr. Bianca Webb Pullman, who have been illegally abducted by the Israeli forces in international waters.
A spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says Australian officials in Tel Aviv are liaising with Israeli authorities. DFAT has formally requested confirmation of the detention of any Australians and to have early consular access. South Australian police say they're scaling back the search for a four-year-old boy who went missing from his family's outback sheep station in the state's remote mid-north. Police say they are now confident the search, which involved more than 100 officers, SES and community volunteers, as well as sniffer dogs, drones and helicopters, has been exhaustive. A footprint was discovered around 500 metres from the homestead on Tuesday, but almost a week after he disappeared, hopes of finding Gus are fading fast. Ian Parrott is the Assistant Commissioner of South Australia Police.
Unfortunately, at no point has there been any significant evidence that has enabled us to really focus in a direction for our search or give us any clues as to where he may have gone. Despite our best efforts, we have not been able to locate him. And unfortunately, we are now having to scale back this search for Gus.
The South Australian government has launched an information hotline for members of the public to ask questions about the state's ongoing algal bloom. It comes as the government finalises its so-called summer plan to manage it. It has devastated ecosystems, tourism and the fishing industry. It's expected to build on $28 million in state and federal funding, including business grants, research and public communications campaigns. Premier Peter Malinauskas says it is hoped the hotline will help counteract misinformation about the algal bloom.
The number is 1-800-774-779. Any South Australian can call it 7 days a week, 9 to 5, and ask questions about the algae bloom. No matter what your question or query is, if you're engaging in good faith, we'll do our best to provide you the answers that we can with official, accurate, science-based information.
To sport now and in rugby league, ahead of this weekend's grand final, the Melbourne Storm and Brisbane Broncos have met with fans at an event in Sydney. Thousands of fans have attended to see their favourite team. Broncos captain Adam Reynolds says it is difficult to absorb the significance of the moment while it's happening.
Yeah, we're relaxed. We're just enjoying it. We're pretty privileged and honoured to be in this position. And obviously we want to, enjoy the week for what it is, and then come game day, once we get across that white line, we'll be ready to go.
And those are the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom.